The laparoscopic adjustable band is a tool that we use for weight loss, and it's placed laparoscopically, that's using small incisions and instruments in the operating room. There are no external parts to the lap band. It is all self-contained, but it's typically done as an outpatient for surgery if you're a healthy individual. It takes less than 30 minutes to perform, and patients typically go home within a couple of hours after the surgery, and they're back to their normal routine in 3 to 5 days. A complete set of risks can be found by talking with your surgeon. The lap band, like all weight loss surgeries, is dependent upon the patient changing their lifestyle. Without lifestyle changes, there's no weight loss surgery that'll work. In fact, at the end of 5 years, when you look at all weight loss surgeries and all comers, the key to losing weight is changing your life, changing what you eat, how you eat. So what we demand that patients do is that they learn to cook, and that they have to be willing to A, cook their own meals, B, change what they eat, how they cook it, and how they prepare it, and be willing to even buy some new kitchen equipment. Lap band is a very much of a thinking person's operation, because here's what it doesn't do. It doesn't make you feel full with less or satisfied with less. The lap band doesn't work when you eat. It works 2 hours later. That is, you eat a small amount of food. 2 hours later, with the band properly adjusted, you won't be hungry. However, if you eat a small amount of food, you may still feel hungry when you're finished eating. You may still not feel full when you're finished eating. All of those are typical responses that we have a hard time understanding. So therefore, the lap band, even though it's called a restrictive operation, really doesn't restrict you. The lap band is adjustable, meaning you're going to need adjustments in the doctor's office. You're going to come in. You're going to have a little needle stick. We'll put saline in or take saline out of the band. And all of that is to find that wonderful sweet spot where you can eat a small amount of food and know that 2 hours later you're not going to be hungry, and you won't be hungry until the next meal. There are certain foods that kind of get stuck, can't pass by the lap band, and those include foods such as white doughy bread, white sticky pasta, sticky white rice, overcooked chicken, overcooked any meats, overcooked eggs, and pulpy fruits and very stringy vegetables. That varies from person to person, and it varies in terms of their bite size. You should not assume that you can chew your way into something going down. The lap band is a great operation. We recommend it for most patients in most conditions. However, there are some patients for whom the lap band doesn't work, and for those we recommend other operations. So if you're interested in the lap band, come talk to us. We'd be happy to chat with you about the lap band and tell you more about our program.